Chagat Chodesh to Moshe parents. We're missing you. Right, as we were saying, two Memches Chinoni Tov for today. The last four we're up to. Number one is Loimen Amanas Lasis. You have to learn for the sake of being Mekayim Mitzvahs. That means, doesn't mean you only have to learn halacha. That's not what it means. It means that when you learn, it has to be in a way that you will be not just doing it's done to be mechadded your brain, like an intellectual event, but rather we need to know what the Rebbein Shalom wants from us. That's what we need to know. And we're learning what exactly the Rebbein Shalom wants. And as soon as you know that, to know what the Rebbein Shalom wants, then automatically take it more seriously as well. And then you're zeicher to be given the Kinyan Torah for that.
Was that Hebrew?
Leimed Amanas Lasis. Learning with intention that it should be clear enough that you should be able to do the mitzvahs through it. Lasis.
Lasot.
The next one is Machkim Es Raboi. Machkim Es Raboi, some explain, that means that you hold your Rebbe in high esteem. Right? Why? Why is it so important to hold your Rebbe in high esteem? Because a person only is willing to learn from somebody who be met, he holds, is somebody worthwhile learning from. If I hold you're not anything special, then why should I take what you're saying seriously? And therefore, one of the ways to be going to is to hold your Rebbe in high esteem. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that you learn so well that you ask good questions, that because of your questions you make your Rebbe work hard, and then he is going to have to learn clearer, and he becomes cleverer. But it's all because you've been taking your learning so seriously. So somebody takes his learning in such a serious fashion, he's working hard, that makes his Rebbe work hard, that makes his Rebbe into a clever Jew, he will be zeicher to one of the Menches Kinyanei Torah. Okay, that is that. Now today, I was going to come with one arm in my jacket, one arm out. Because it's a shir, but it's not a shir. Because the shir, be'etzim, our shir, is to learn Gemara Shetesis. That's our job, with occasional Rishonim to help out. We just happen to end up in a situation here where we're learning a subject which is very pertinent for us in Seder night. So we gave out some of our Kremis yesterday. But I didn't want we should end up being spending
back then,
a week or so trying to work out all the different Rishonim. So we're going to give a little sikkum of what we've seen. The reason why I'm saying it's not a shir, because today, since the whole noise is just halacha lemaisa noise, today we're fielding questions, whatever you want to ask, as long as it's to do with what we're learning, kamavan. Whether you say halal and Yerushalayim is not the topic for today. But things to do with what we're learning, legabe this idea of what we're learning, we're going to give a small synopsis of the Rishonim and come out with whatever we come out from it. There's three things that we do on Seder night that we need to think about. There's the Abakosis, which is the Vepria Goffin of Abakosis. There's Karpas and there's Moro. Right? We make a bracha on Abakosis, make a bracha on Karpas, and do we make a bracha on Moro? That's the... Those are the three things that we need to work out whether you do. So Tesis we saw yesterday, Tesis said that you do make a bracha on the second kois. Why do you make a bracha on the second kois? This is the Tesis in Masav Ashi, because it's a hefsek. Tesis understands there's a hefsek. Tesis understands there's a hefsek. What's the hefsek? Halel, Haggadah is a hefsek, and therefore, says Tesis, you need to make a new bracha on the second kois. And who are then? On the third kois. There's been a hefsek. What's the third? Where's the hefsek on the third kois? Benching. And who are then? On the fourth kois. Where's the hefsek on the fourth kois?
Halal
Nitzah. So Tesis says every time we make a new bracha, every time there's a new hefsek. Mm-hmm. That's just as Tesis. Tesis adds in, who are then? The Gabe bracha achreina. If there's a hefsek, you need to make a new bracha achreina. So Mamela says Tesis, after you had Karpas, make a dom on Karpas, come on. But then there's a hefsek, because you're going to have Halel and Agada. So therefore, you have to make a bracha achreina on the Karpas.
Which
Tesis? That was Tesis of Masa Rav Ashi.
Okay.
Yeah? That Taisa said that we have to say Perinafoshes on the covers. Let's see that part inside. From Vyeshleima. Vyeshleima is in the middle of Taisa and Masar of Ashi. Right? Vyeshleima is like the end of the line is Vyeshleima. Okay? Vov Yudlam is the end of the line. Vyeshleima says Taisa, why do we make a new bracha on the second case? Hagoda and Halel is a hefsek. Which Halel are we talking about?
First.
Go on, Rafi. Which Halel are we talking about?
First.
With Hagoda would be the first one.
The first half. The one that you say before Matzah. We start off, yeah, the first two paragraphs of Halel. So that's a hefsek. You're not allowed to drink during that time. Although you're allowed to drink during between the first two kaisers, but once you get to Halel, you have to stop.
It's not a separate cup
for those two. And therefore, when you drink the cup after that, you're going to have to make a new bracha on it because the other half sick, right? I've got the main reason to say, I'm not to say, you're allowed to drink. But I'm not to say, I'm not to say,
so the reason we're drinking that cup afterwards is not because, it's because of the break, not because I couldn't drink during, because I did something.
Not the reason why I'm drinking. The reason why I'm drinking is because you got a chiva, because the reason why I have to make a bracha on that is because you had a break.
Of doing halal. Not that I couldn't drink during that time.
Yeah, and that's why it's a break, because during that time you're not allowed to drink.
Exactly.
During that time
it's
of halal.
I couldn't drink, or it's that my mind was because of doing halal.
That you could not drink. Right? Also, Ishtet, I've come back to Mazin, to Meskin, and Hacha, the Tzarchavach. It's just like benching, which we consider here that you have to make a new bracha, because during benching you're not allowed to drink, and therefore, so too, who are then halal and Agoda are the same thing. I kiddush mokim suda says that's not a chesaron of kiddush mokim suda. When we call mokim choshev kiddush mokim suda, then the Indian there regarding this lechashiv I got a hefsek. That's not called a hefsek. Says Taisus olamai depreciates a fee. What I've now just told you, to have I got a hefsek. That God is a hefsek. Tzarech levorech achirakis. You have to make a bracha after you eating karpas. What bracha do you have to make? Perinafoshes afterwards. Perinafoshes. Why? Because you had the hefsek. If you had the hefsek, you have to make perinafoshes. Megam nir elavarech achikol abakaisis. You have to make a bracha after every single one of the abakaisis. Because it's a hefsek. After the first kais, you got a hefsek of halal agodas. You have to say ala gefen. After the second kais, you've obviously got birchas hamazon, right? And after the third kais, you've got the halal nit, so you have to make a bracha of ala gefen there. Chutz mekusheni asamach asuda, you don't have to make a bracha achrina on the second cup because that's just before you eat, and when you eat, you're going to be drinking more wine, so you don't make a second cup. So that's Shitta's Taisus. Taisus told us tremendous chiddush. Two chiddushim. Number one is that every time you have halal and agoda, there's a hefsek. So Mamele, if you have a hefsek, you have to make a new bracha rishoyna. And as much as a hefsek, you also need a bracha achrayna. So Mamele came out from Taisus. They make a bracha achrayna on your karpas. They make a bracha achrayna on every single one of the abakasis, apart from the second one. And Taisus says, well, then after Berchus, Erisin and Yisroin, because we learned in the previous page, Erisin and Yisroin is a hefsek between them. So therefore, you should have to make a bracha achrayna between the Erisin and the Yisroin.
That's why we don't need kazayas of the by the carpus.
No, that's not why. No, you're wrong. You eat the kazayas by carpus. How can you make a bracha achrayna if you don't eat kazayas?
I suggest that you don't have kazayas.
Who told you that?
That's what I don't look at. That. In order not to that, say,
it's not what Taisus. If you're in the
school,
are we learning Taisus?
I understand it. That's what I'm saying. Because of the Taisus that we don't want to say it.
Why don't you want to say it? Come to Taisus, very good. May benefits. Have a car. Have a gazais. May benefits.
Because you have to say the man mahal.
Oh, so we mentioned Rabbi Yossi that. No. We mentioned that today. That we're doing something slightly different to what we normally do, and today we are going to be discussing the halachas, and therefore today we are fielding questions to do with halacha just today. But there's three nekudas that we need to address. Three in yonim. One is karpas, one is moroi, and one's abakasis. So far we've spoken in the stasis. We spoke about Arba Kaisers and Karpas. Arba Kaisers, everyone's a hefsek, so everyone's a bracha. Karpas is a hefsek and therefore needs a bracha chreina.
Right.
So shout out Yossi. So why do we have to make a bracha? Baby Adoma Omar. Right? Gunza Tasers says Yossi, you would, but you don't. You don't make Baby Adoma Omar. Not if you made the bracha chreina.
Oh.
We have all got a disability that we've been brought up by a certain way, and we're not willing to even entertain that there's something you got a different opinion. Our way is right. No, this happens to be big body tasters. We disagree with what we feel is the right thing to do. So when it says tasters, you do make a bracha chreina on your carapace. Right? So then, Frank Reb Yossi, and so what happened tomorrow? So the answer to that is a lot of shame take on. Then Mori is considered part of the meal. And since it's part of the meal, it's nifta with the bracha of Amaitzi. Just like if you eat your meal, you don't make a bracha in the middle of your meal on your vegetables. So tomorrow you don't make a bracha Rishain on your Mori, because the bracha of Amaitzi parts is it.
So why does everyone tell us that when you do the Adama on the Karpas that you should have in mind Mori?
Who's everyone? Tosis doesn't.
Everyone that we go according to.
You said this, so you're saying that there's opinions that argue with Tosis. Okay. Tosis, we're learning Tosis at the moment. Every Rishon, you give him his covered. If you ask Rabbeinu HaTosis, Bali Tosis, how would their Seder look like? They would start off their meal with a Kiddush, they would make a Bracha Chorin on the Kiddush, they would then take the Karpas, take a good gesunter piece of Karpas, they got a long meal, they had a long time to wait. Fill yourself up on Karpas, make a Bracha Chorin on the Karpas, make a Adama Kemavan on Karpas, a Bracha Chorin. Pour yourself a second cup, do the Magid Haggadah, make a Baby Agoven on your second cup, wash, eat, do not make a bracha on your Mori, finish your meal, look for that Bikoimel, promise you'll pay a Givaldi Gafagoyan present, make your Birch Zamozin, Baby Agoven on your Birch Zamozin, Al HaGefen on the wine of the Baby Agoven, the third cup, that is the third cup, and then the fourth cup, we're going to do Nirtzah. And then after Nitzah, Bo Pergofen with Al HaGefen. That is the Seder night of Tosis.
I like that.
To confirm, that goes along with Tosis' previous Shita of the food, different things that we bring into the meal. By Rashi, you would have been requiring an
Tosis,
it fits in?
It certainly fits in with Tosis. And even according to Rashi, Sami Shen want to say that since you have to eat matzah and mori together, that's the main thing that's meant to be. Because also have a seinu. Yeah, this is how they used to do it when they had the mitzvah and they had it in the midbar. When they had the mitzvah, they had kompesi, they had matzah mori together. So therefore, mori and matzah mamish connected, and you don't make another bracha.
Even if you eat it first on its own.
Yeah, that's what some rishonim want to say, Rambam, Chalav and others. So mamela, that would be an answer even according to that, but definitely according to Tosis, it fits in beautifully.
Does everyone agree that the court
of everyone
on the
way in Tosfos?
No,
does everyone agree
that that court of Tosfos, you wouldn't have to say a maror?
Yeah. So Mela, Alachil is what you make. Yeah, sure. So that's Tosfos.
I'm building like that.
There's a serious difficulty with Tosfos. Yeah.
I'm just curious, since we're asking field questions, what's the chat with Alachil is maror? Why do we?
It's a mitzvah.
To drink wine and kiddush, we don't say hagafen and alach al shtias yayin.
That is hagafen.
We're reading the instructions.
No, that's
just mitzvah.
We say matzah, right?
For mitzvah of drinking,
like a cult of us about to run.
No, but why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of doing kiddush? Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of doing kiddush?
Because we know that everything we do is doing the wine.
Except kiddush is the bracha.
Everything, any situation that we...
Okay, it's a good question, but that's...
Yeah.
We also
good question, let's make we'll field the questions, but what I choose to answer. A serious difficulty on Tosfos, but the met serious difficulty is Tosfos contradicts himself numerous places in this Perek. For instance, the previous Tosfos, which we didn't do, but the previous Tosfos said, if you have Shinui Mokim is a Hefsek, right? If you make a new Bracha Rishayna, if you don't make a new Bracha Achareina. And here Tosfos is saying, every time you have a Hefsek, you need to make a new Bracha Achareina. So this is a serious problem with Tosas, asked by the Achronim. We meant difficulty in Tosas. Tosas seems to learn in our Tosas, every time you have a Hefsek, you have to make also Bracha Achrona. So that is a...
It's only Chachila.
What do you mean a Chachila?
That's the ideal way of doing it. Right. If you didn't do it, then you would require you to make a
bracha. Lovanti. What do you mean?
If I want to go now, I'm eating a motzi.
Not motzi. If you have an apple.
Let's say you had an apple,
and you left the room.
Apple is different in certain
places. And you left the room, so you have to make a new bracha yishayinah.
Yes.
You left the house, so you have to make a new bracha yishayinah. It says Tosas, you do not make a new bracha yishayinah, even though it's a hefsek.
Right.
Even though Tosas is saying every time you have a hefsek. And you have to make a new bracha shayna, that automatically requires you also a bracha shayna what you're at.
Is it possible
you're talking about different foods?
I'm saying zonos would require. Non-mazonos. I understand they're talking different types of hefsek. You're eating, and as you're eating, you move from one place, but you're still planning on eating, as opposed to your mamish mesiach das, through.
Alright, listen, this cash is asked by the Rishash and others. It's a difficulty. Another possible difficulty is that Tosas holds. Elsewhere, that if you're davening mincha in the middle of your meal, you do not need to make a new bracha yishayin achrin. Even though there's a hefsek and you can't drink while you're davening, you do not need to make a new bracha yishayin achrin. Because the mere fact that you're not allowed to drink at that moment is not mechayev me to make a new bracha. It's only birchas mazon, which is an end. I finished my meal, that's what's mechayev me to make a new bracha. Mm-hmm. But the mere fact that I'm not able to drink is not enough of a reason to say that I should have to make a new bracha yishena. So if you go to mincha in the middle, this is the base of the aleph. If you go to mincha in the middle of your meal, you do not make a new bracha on your food when you come back. Cool. Until tzidayim, yes. But you do not need to make a new hamotzi, and you don't need to make a berachas mazon before you leave, because your meal continued on. So why is Tosas here say that if halal and agada, since you can't drink, the iskol de'efsek is mechayev you a new bracha yishayna? Why? It's not a berachas mazon.
Mincha is more of a detachment than
halal. And yet Tosas says mincha is not.
What's Netilas Adayim?
No, not Bracha Netilas. You'd have to do Netilas Adayim because since you went out the...
With the Bracha?
Not with the Bracha. No. That's just practical rabbinics. But the Koshi is that Tosas holds clearly in Dafka Beit Samad Aleph that a Hefsek is only a Hefsek if it's a Hefsek like Birchas HaMazon. I've said that's the end of my meal. But here it's not a Hefsek of Birchas HaMazon, it's just I can't speak now, I can't drink now. So Mela, that's not called a Hefsek. So Mela, why should it, what's Tosas mean from here? So the Rishash says, this Tosas is not going to halacha. This Tosas is going with their opinion in Tavkuf Beis. Should have been a Yontov that holds that even Tefillah is a Hefsek. But that's a difficulty with Tosas. Then Tosas, he says, Halal and Agada requires a Bracha Achrona. And Tosas there says, Tefillah does not require you a Bracha Achrona. You can make a look in.
We have different expiration dates for talis, tefillah. Maybe hamotzi is different than a drink, shtiyah, having a geffen.
There's other chilukim you can make. You can make chilukim and tefillah. Yeah, this chilukim to me. Yeah. I'm just saying over horrors that are coming out from the shilas which come out from Tosas. So halacha lemaisa based on Tosas, halacha lemaisa as in Tosas's school, is every time you have a hefsek and Seder night, you make a bracha achrona and a new bracha yishayna. So a very nice Seder night, Givaldi. And become your main bracha, no problem.
What about the rest of the time?
Right, everyone? Good? Fantastic. We're going to move on to now Shittas Rif. We saw the Rif yesterday. Again, I'm saying for those that came a little bit late, our aim of our Shir is Gemara, Shittas Rif, along with a few Rishayna in there. Not really to give a whole... to be ma'ayan so much into the Rishonim, all the different shittas. But since Hoyol the Sinan the Yodei, today we'll give like a chafura type of idea where we're just saying over the shittas, and therefore today we're willing to field questions in halacha, because that's what we're basically doing. We're just saying over the different shittas of Rishonim, and Yashem, from after we finish this, we're back to the grindstone of Tosas.
We're allowed to drink in between the first and second word.
Until you get to Hana.
Okay.
Halal, stop.
Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you. Thanks.
3 and 4? No.
No.
Because that would have been, if you could continue to drink with halal.
Yeah, so it says you can. You can ask. I'm going to choose which ones I accept.
Okay, here.
According to Tosfos, then, during davening, right, if someone were to use here, the bathroom to accept the filling, you wouldn't need to make new bracha on it.
Okay.
You would not, or you would?
If you would not, because it's not. Because if you leave the.
Which place are you talking about? The one about davening or the one here?
No, not the one here, the other one.
Ah, the other one, okay, the other one we're not learning at the moment. You're right, Yesh Malif Al Tel on that as well. Yeah, I want to focus on the Shit of Tasis here. You're quite right, but Shit of Tasis here. So, the Shit of the Rif, I'm surprised nobody came running to me already yesterday, but it doesn't matter. Ravina, the Shit of the Rif sounds weird, if I'm allowed to say it. Sounds really. Not that it is, it sounds. He starts off saying, his Friday is a sugya there, it's a sugya there about Chazal institutes it that you should never have things in zugris. You shouldn't have pears, you shouldn't have 2 cups of wine, 2 cups of drink. Whatever the idea is, higher than me. But there's something called zugris. So the question was, how could Chazal institute 2 cups of wine and 2 cups of wine? That's called zugris. So the Gemara said, nah, each one is its own independent thing. Each one's own independent thing. You don't have 2 and 2, you have 1 and 1 and 1 and 1. That's what the Gemara, that was our Gemara to what we said. Now, says the Rif, based on that, it's 1 and 1 and 1 and 1, and not 2 and 2. Based on that, Omri Yavvise. My great rabbis, the second line on the Chavdalah and Adalah in my print and in yours was, where do we get to?
From Ravina. We did not start from the beginning.
Yeah, just after, a line after that, yeah. Omri
Ravisar.
Thank
you.
How do
we know that it's a
Potomac
Zugos? I didn't see that anyway.
Yeah, okay, so basically it's a Gemara idea.
It says,
previous. Okay, doesn't matter. It's not important. I'm just filling you in with a bit of anything. It's based on the Gemara there. But Omri Yavisa, our great rabbis told us, or some great rabbi said, Hoyil v'kol echod.
Ah, Rivus, it's not Yiddish?
No. Hoyil v'kol echod mitzvah u'bifnei atzmo. Since we've now decided each one is its own independent mitzvah, that's why they're from Zugos. You make a separate bracha on every single cup. So this is that big chiddush that we all know about, that the reason why us Ashkenazim make a bracha on every single cup is not because of what Tosfos says, because of the hefsek between each cup and every cup, but rather a new idea. You make a bo'i per gofen because each one is a new mitzvah. That's the Shit of the Rif. And we saw in Tosfos. What do we see in Tosfos? He asked on this. You see, not like that from Rav Ashi, right? But Zamazan, you don't make a new brach even though Beich Zamazan a mitzvah. Right. And Yerushalmi says that if you're eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and he comes into Shabbos, you don't make a brach on Be'er. So Tosfos asking this, but this is the Shit of the Rif. The Rif holds that if you make a brach, a new brach for every single one, which means even if there's no hefsek. Even if there's no hefsek,
which mitzvah?
You still make a bracha by pegaf on each one. So now we have a completely new mahalach. A new mahalach had to go down the road every night and say the night. Halal God is not hefsek. Don't need to come onto that. Halal God is not hefsek. Just like tefillah is not hefsek, halal God is also not hefsek. I have to make a new bracha by pegaf.
It's
a mitzvah.
Not like the
Yerushalmi.
Not like Yerushalmi.
Right. Not like the Yerushalmi, yeah?
Right. Not like Rabashi.
Yerushalmi mitzvah is the last 3 words of brachos that we
still get
at midnight, right?
You know? Going brachos, right?
Yeah.
No. Mitzvah means a chazal instituted that we have to drink 4 cups of wine and say the night. So since each cup of wine, because it's a new mitzvah, instituted this mitzvah and that mitzvah and that mitzvah and that, 4 mitzvahs of drinking cups of wine, Each one of them is a mitzvah, and therefore each one of us, each one of them requires us to make a new berakah.
The drinking of wine is the mitzvah, though, not saying the bracha
right.
on the mitzvah.
Right.
Otherwise,
sure.
you have to do it for
sure. Drinking of wine is the mitzvah. Right. Since drinking of the wine is a mitzvah, therefore we have to make a bracha on that cup of wine.
So what about the bracha the riff and what the Rishonim says. Rishonim is not saying the mitzvah is to drink the wine, it's just on an independent mitzvah, and then
it's okay.
So
you're saying Chiddushim, which we'll come to. Very nice, Yeshua, good. And what's saying?
If you, it's own bracha, what about the bracha
achrena? Oh, what about bracha achrena? So here, according to this svara, we could say bracha achrena doesn't need the bracha achrena. Because it's not a hefsek, it's not a din. It's a new, it's own mitzvah, so right. it needs its own bracha, but could be that bracha achrena would help for the whole thing. Could be. Mm. Right? But that's what the Rif starts off with. The Rif starts off saying this new mahalach. So if we go through that, we have the three that we need to talk about. Arba Kritzis, Karpas, and Mori. So what would you say? So now, Arba Kritzis, each one needs its own bracha, because it's a mitzvah. Karpas, there's no hefsek. So now the Bepi Adoma that you made at the beginning of the meal could work really for the mar.
Or maybe you don't even need it because it's part of the
meal. Or maybe you don't need it because maybe it's part of the meal.
Right.
So we don't make Adoma on mar for one of two reasons. Either because you made the Bepi Adoma on your carapace, or and you had intention for later on, or because of it's part of because of the meat. Yeah, one of those two things. And now the Rif brings a raya to this idea, and this is what's difficult. The Rif brings a raya, misayeya lahayisva. I'm going to bring a raya for this idea from the halacha of kisei adam, and this is the halacha which we spoke out together about pair. Tisnan, it says in the Mishnah, shochat meis chayis, 100 chayis. Yeah, where you are, Zev? You do one kizadam for all the 100. You don't need to do a kizadam on every single one. Okay. One's good enough. If you shefted me, or if it's one member.
One kisui physical or one bracha of kisui?
No, one kisui done physical. If you do me, or if it's one member, kisui echad kolam, one kisui is good enough to patter all the 100. You don't need to do a separate kisui for each oif that you do. So again, those that do kaparis, they shecht the chickens, right? So the mitzvah do kisui adam. So you do kisui adam at the end. Shechting thousands of chickens. Do kisei adam.
Fine. If
you do it, man.
He's doing 100. He knows.
Good. Which not for. If you do it, man. Shachat chayo yechase. V'achach ish today. If Yehuda says chayis and oifis two separate mitzvahs, you have to do kisei adam and the chayo before you do the oifis. Pamina na lo, maybe Yechonon. Maidu Yehuda l'niyim bracha shem v'varach al bracha achas. I'm asking by bracha, you only make one bracha. I mean, kisei adam, the bracha of kisei adam, you make one bracha of kisei adam,
for the
and that will be for chayis and the oifis.
Together.
The moida.
Rabbi Yehuda, Omar.
Where do you want me to go back from?
Me'afot, second white line.
Me'a oifis.
Second
white. Me'a oifis, bracha me'achot, kisei echad lekulam. You do one kisei for all of the oifis. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shochat chayo. If you shechted the chayo yechase, you do kise, and then matkach yishchit oif, and then you should shecht oif. Means if you had a chayo and oif to shecht, do shchit on chayo, do kise to chayo, then do shchit on the oif and do kise to the oif.
Isn't that what we just said before also?
No, if they're all the same.
Till now we said that you can do
up to a million if they're all the same.
You also want to live between Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because we didn't, because according to the Chachamim, there's no din. They had to do. You could do. You couldn't Chachamim. You could do kisui for the chayin ifis together as well.
Could
be separated. Sorry. Okay. You're quiet. There's something missed out. If you look in the aleph on the side of the Gemara, shochat chayin ve'oif. Chachamim hold. If you shecht the chayin and the oif together, you do one kisui for both of them. If you don't, you need to do kisui for the chayin and kisui for the oif is separate. Hilchos Kizyada. But that's not the point of now. Ve'omah le'abosipe. V'minan ha'omah b'yirchon ha'medeh b'yudeh l'inyin bracha. Although he said that you have to have separate kizri for this one and that one, he's masculine. In a bracha, she'im b'vorcha l'abrocha achas. You only make one bracha. You only make one bracha. So now the Gemara asks the question, why do you only make one bracha? Why is it not called the hefsek in between you and shechita?
Right.
You did shechaya. You made the bracha on the kisei adam on the kisei. You're then doing shechita of the ofis. You got hefsek now. So why do you not need to make a new bracha on the kisei adam of afterwards?
Right.
That's the catch of the Gemara.
You make another bracha on
Shechita? To which the Gemara answers, you don't make a new bracha, why not? You don't make a new bracha because there's no hefsek. Why no hefsek? I'm just saying about Peh. Because it's possible that while doing the Shechita, you're doing Kisei Adam as well. It's possible to do two things at one time. You have, in your one hand, you have the stick that's going to do the Kisei Adam. In the other hand, you have the knife which you're doing the cutting. You do both at one time. How? A person can do two things at one time.
Only somebody else helping him.
How are you going to call the animal?
The chicken's being held by some contraption. Yeah. You're holding a knife, that's all you have to hold. You've got a stick that's dug in the ground. When you bang the stick, the earth is going to get pulled out and cover the thing. You can do both at one time, and everything will be good.
So
one second. So says the Gemara. Since you can do both at one time, so therefore it's not a hefsek. Hashem Kain says the Gemara, in the case of Birchus Hamazon and Birchus and drinking the wine, you can't do both at one time. That's why you have to make a new bracha after Birchus Hamazon. You can't drink while you're making Birchus Hamazon.
Physically
you can't, and halachically you can't. Both of them you can't do. So Mela, since you can't do both at one time, says that's called a hefsek. Mashayin Kain, Kisei Adam, and Shechita, since you can do both at one time, that's not called a hefsek. So says the Rif, that's a raya why you have to make a separate kois, take bracha on every kois. That's a raya why I have to make a separate bracha on every kois, because since you can't drink in between the two koisos, because you've got Halel and Agada. Since you can't drink in between the two Kaisas, it's a hefsek. Davka by Kisei Adam and by Shechita, where you can do both at the same time, it's not a hefsek. But any time when you can't do both at the same time, it's a hefsek. So that's why you have to make a new bracha on your Vayu B'Yagofen when you get to your second Kais.
So it's really funny.
One second, let me just go over this point. The Rif started off saying, why do you have to make a new bracha on every Kais? And he brings a raya for the idea based on a new svara that since the hefsek. So the aura on this riff is that the raya is nothing to do with the vault that he started off with. So the riff holds two reasons. The riff holds there's two reasons why you make a bracha on the second place. Two reasons. Number one is it's a mitzvah for the answer, right? And number two is it's a hefsek. Two separate reasons why you make a bracha on your bury, on your second curse.
Is it
independent reasons? Independent reasons, no sheikhs. No sheikhs.
Amen.
It's
sort of like he's being machalik in Tosfos. He's saying that you do make a bracha with Friyatzvo, and at the end, it is, everything that's supporting Tosfos.
Right.
The only reason is
right.
The hefsek.
That's our on the reef. So,
we said earlier that we a bracha with Rishonah. With
Hanan,
without an Achronah, correct?
Who?
We said this earlier, a few pages back. You can't do a bracha Roshana without an Achronah in Hanan. And you're doing a blessing. You said it.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know where you're going, which direction you're
I'm just asking, do you remember that? Or do you want to find it?
It's true. Every time you make a bracha Roshana, you make a bracha Hanan. Yeah.
In Hanan. You don't do it after my tefillin. You do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this, like the Rav just learning, is making a lot of sense. Because if that is a mitzvah to drink the wine, not the enjoyment of my wine that I'm drinking, for sure I can make four bracha rishonahs without an achorah until I'm finished.
We haven't spoken about achorah yet. We've spoken about rishon. Tosfos says you do make achorah.
No, but if you're saying it's a mitzvah, I have to make a bracha each mitzvah.
Right. If the svar is it's a mitzvah, so then it's nothing mechayim to make a bracha achorah. If the svar is a hefsek, it's mechayim bracha achorah. Now the Rif actually holds that you do make a bracha achorah. Rav holds you do make a bracha achrona after every second copy if he holds. Right? He makes a bracha achrona. He holds you do. So that's the Shitz Rif. I don't want to go into the Shitz Rif about the bracha achrona. But the Rav holds this new idea which we're all used to, that every bracha you make in you, on everyone you make a new bracha, he also holds it to Hefsek. He also holds it to Hefsek. And on that point, on the point of a Hefsek, which Tosis agrees to, Lalach we don't hold on. Lalach we do not hold that every in between there's a Hefsek. We don't hold on that. Alright, we can do Tefillah. We all, the Iker reason is because every bracha is a mitzvah. So now, that leads us to a very big difficulty. Because we, how we hold, Alach Lamaita 2019, Tofshi and Ayin test. What we hold is that each bracha of the Abakosis is a mitzvah, and that's the reason why we're making a separate bracha on each one. So why on earth, when it comes on Friday night, and we started the meal beforehand, why do we not make a new Bopi Agofen on the Yayin that we make come Friday night? Why? What happened to that?
Inside this. Which
one to Tosfos?
If we started the meal before night, so Alach is post map, and we can't just don't make Bopi Agofen. Why not?
In maps.
Very nice. But we don't hold the Yisham because you see on our cases, and let us say that we do make a separate bracha on every cup. So that's a difficulty. There's one difficulty which happens on Seder night. What's the difference? We hold Alach Lamaisa that every cup is a separate mitzvah. And that's why we made Bopi Agofen. Svadim don't hold that way. Asher Gaalanu, regardless of his seinu.
All the
wouldn't make a baby agafen. It's also difficult. Yeah, that's how you do it.
You can make kiddush on the challah.
That's Friday.
What if they were drinking before?
So.
If they were drinking before, they do. But no.
Every Saturday night, you drink a first cup.
Yeah.
Then you have a second cup.
The
bracha of the first cup works for the second cup, but as Ashkenazim, well, not like that, because every kose is a separate mitzvah, so you have to make a separate bracha on each one. So the question is, if we do hold of that svara, if we hold that svara, then why on Friday night is it not like that? If somebody started the meal before Friday night, made the Bopi Agofen on that cup, and he knew he was going to make Kiddush, when we come to Kiddush, you just say Ashkenazim, you don't make Bopi Agofen.
So
that's
one of mitzvah on Friday night on Shabbat? Well, Kiddush is a mitzvah.
Oh, so what do you want to say?
Maybe there, I'm like Shabbat.
So this is Sora, which is Shua, and you want to say, it's Sora Lechale. I want to say, if the mitzvah is to drink the Arbuk, the mitzvah on Arbuk is to drink the Arbuk. So then you make a bracha, Bopi Agofen, because you're drinking this cup. I'm saying again, if the mitzvah is not to drink, rather to be Mekadish, just Agav, you need to drink, you do have to drink, but it's not the mitzvah. If you ask what the mitzvah is not to drink, maybe there you wouldn't have to make a Bopi Agofen, right? Which is an interesting svara. Interesting svara, which, yeah, you could hear that. You could hear
that.
You
have to drink the avocados. Even kids, we try to push. It's so much more for the
but there's just
you also have to drink wine after kids.
Everybody at the table?
Not everyone on the table has to drink and stay the night. We still taste the stuff. Sadi test on advice.
Who is it?
Tasted Sadi test on advice. Only the Balabos has to drink. One of the first things we learned in Aviv Pesachim. So that's why it could be a teretz. Another thing we have to think of is what happens. What do we do on Karapas? Why is it that we are so ingrained that you eat less than a gezeis and have kavona for later on? So now, putting it all together, it's like this. It's true that Ari Shenim say that that Mori is part of the meal. Ari Shenim say not like that. Mori is not part of the meal, and Mori would require a Bopi Adom. The only reason why it doesn't is because you already made Bopi Adom on your carapace. So Mela, we are chayshish for all the opinions, and we eat less than the kezayis of carapace, because if we had the kezayis, then according to Tosfos, you have to make a bracha achrona. Right? So we eat less than the kezayis to be chayshish for Tosfos, and we have in mind for the Moroi to be chayshish for those opinions that hold that the carpas is the thing that's being moitzi the Moroi. That's where the idea comes from, to have less than a gezeis of carpas and have a mind for moitzi to be chayshish for all the various various opinions.
Why doesn't Tosfos say we have to say a bracha of on each coast?
Because it does.
Oh, so he only mentions karas. He hasn't mentioned anything. So you just don't
refer.
Oh, that you say bracha achrona on after kiddush.
He says so.
After kiddush.
He writes it.
Three. He three and four.
First, on the third, on the fourth.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they say.
We say books on tomorrow, don't we?
What?
I
might say tomorrow, yeah.
Why would we have a problem with tomorrow? Other than we keep it in mind, but it's going to be coming back anyway.
Is it? Is it part of the meal?
If you we said that, if you're having matzah tomorrow, and that's part of
it. Some people saw that. There's different various opinions.
Is there an opinion that they shouldn't be in the meal?
Is there an opinion that's not part of the meal? It just happens to be the mitzvah inside it. Tell me, do you make a eats on your apple?
No.
On sale on Rosh Hashanah night?
No.
But you don't?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, I don't have my apple on the
Rosh Hashanah night.
Or on the Rimon?
Yeah, on the eats.
You make eights? Right? It's in the middle of the meal. What's going on with you?
It's a vinhag as opposed to I'm eating an apple sandwich, which I would not make a
top. So you make a chilukin.
So
you can hear this. What this would say? No, it's exactly the same. It's not part of the meal. The mitzvah tells me I have to eat an apple. It's not part of the meal. A minhag tells me to eat an apple now, but it's not part of the meal.
But if I'm having an apple sandwich, you would say, of course.
You're not having an apple sandwich.
Said, but I'm having a maror sandwich.
You're not having a maror sandwich. I'm having maror on its own.
Before the karach, when you have the fish and beer.
And then in my house, we have matzah.
When you're eating the sandwich.
And then
kerech. And then the sandwich.
Hillel sandwich.
When I get to my Hillel sandwich, it's in kerech. But first it's maro. So why do you make a dom on your maro?
Anticipatory that I'm going to be having it.
So you don't make a bracha because soon you're going to have it together with something else.
When I'm having...
You're having an apple now.
I'm having apple pie.
You're going to have an apple. It's on.
I'm saying if I had apple pie and I then decide to have a piece of apple.
Not then, first.
If it's a hefsek, if it's not part of the meal,
and
it's a hefsek, so how does kavana and something that you had 2 hours before help?
Right, so you're quite right. If we put it all together, then we'd be stuck. If you would hold light tasters, that's a hefsek. And like the other shim that's not called part of a meal, then you'd be very stuck. Because how can we have... Now, I don't want to have kavana for them if
it's not connected.
Right, so that is an impossibility. That is an impossibility because it's clear in the Mishnah you don't make adoma or mor. The shayla is why you don't. It's either because it's part of a meal or because it's a hefsek. But you can't tell me I'll say, you know what, I'll say it's a hefsek and it's also not part of the meal. But that's an impossibility. Somebody wants to say, what happens if you have an impenetrable rock, which is, and you shoot a bullet that is able to penetrate every single material. What happens when the two meet together? An impenetrable rock with a bullet that's
unstoppable.
What would happen when these two meet together? Would we have to now start working out what to do? Answer is no, it's impossibility. If it's impenetrable, then the bullet doesn't exist. If the bullet exists, then the rock doesn't exist. It's impossible, this combination. So to here as well. This combination, which you want to say that we should be choshesh, that Mor is not part of the meal. But on the other hand, we should also say that it's a hefsek, halal's a hefsek. And therefore, we shouldn't have to make a dom on the Mor. But that's an impossibility because the Mishnah says you don't make a bracha Mor on a dom on Mor. And the only reason we need to know is why you don't. Is it because the dom of the kaupas patters it? Or is it because that it's part of the meal? So whatever it is, you don't make a bracha on it. So Mameda, what we do is we have less than a kazayis in order, because maybe you'd have to make a bracha achreina, on your kavanah. So we have less than a kazayis. On the other hand, maybe it's not part of the meal, so we have to have kavanah, then we want to be mitzi that.
What time is saying a bracha achreina?
Because then when you get, if it's not part of the meal, when you get to your morrow, you're going to be stuck, you need to make a bracha achreina on it.
What would be wrong with that?
Because it could be doesn't need a broccoli shen because it's part of a meal. We have to be choshesh for all opinions. So we can't decide and have big, great shoulders. We hold that it's not part of the meal. We're going to make broccoli because Rafi will say, what do you mean? It's my sandwich. That's what I'm going to eat. It's part of the meal. On the other hand, we can't say for sure that it's part of the meal, because others will say, sichas, it's a one-off thing. It's like my apple which you dip on on is not part of the meal. So we can't make our own decisions on that. So we have to now, on the other hand, we can't say that it's, we're going to eat a gezayis and make a bracha grano, because then you're stuck with your mori. So maybe that we have less gezayis, do not have enough to make a bracha grano, have kavana to be moitzi, and without riyotza every shita
possible.
It might be hefsek, but if it is, if you hold it is hefsek, it doesn't matter, because then you hold it's part of the meal.
You know that it's
a given is you don't make adoma on your mother. Now why is that? Either because it's part of the meal, or because adoma of the carapas patters it. And if you hold adoma of the carapas patters it, then you hold halal and gold is not hefsek. Right? If you hold halal and gold is not hefsek, then very good, my carpet's part of it. If your is hefsek, then you must hold it part of it. So maybe that's okay.
Can we have a voluntary seder like now, just to practice so that we don't forget for next year?
Maybe, but one thing, I haven't finished yet. So that's what's coming out a lot of my seder. We asked the question about Friday night, and we've heard teretz from Rabbi Shua and Reb Rafi about 10 years ago or so. Maybe 11. I was working in the sugya, and I asked this question to Rav Kornfeld, and he told me something similar to what you're saying. He wanted to say that the idea that we have to make sure to make a bracha on each cup is particularly on Seder night, when there's an inyan to drink the cup to show of cheres. There we want to show how each cup is a separate cup. Hashem can any other mitzvah, we're not too concerned about it. But then afterwards, I saw Hashem Zalman Oybach says very geschmackes svar. Share it with you. He wants to say, it depends why you made the first bracha. If you made the bracha bo per gofen because of a mitzvah, then it works only for that mitzvah. Come to a new mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. Come to a new mitzvah, a new bracha. But if you made that first bo per gofen because you wanted to enjoy your drink, then that's a bona fide bracha bichuznen, and that counts as everything. So he wants to say, if you started your meal before Shabbos, and you made the bo'er gofen on your wine, that wasn't because of any mitzvah, that was because you're enjoying your wine. That's a real birchas hanenu. Birchas hanenu, that part is all wine that you drink afterwards. Therefore, even if you're having a mitzvah afterwards, you won't make a new bo'er gofen. Masha Inkein, if you made an arba kosis of Seder night, the reason why you're making the bracha is not because you want to drink, it's because it's a mitzvah to drink. Ah, you made the bo'er gofen because of the mitzvah, that doesn't help you for the next one. Next one you make a new bracha. Next one you make a new bracha. Next one you make a new bracha. That's his kiss.
It's supposed to be, I heard it's supposed to be
like
Shtiya Reva, no? When you drink the kosa, it's supposed to be Shtiya Reva. Shtiya Reva, that means by definition it's pleasure.
It has to be a nice cup of wine, that's right. It has to be tasty and everything. But, in the end of the day, the reason why I'm drinking it is because of Chazal and Machayim. Not because now I fancy drinking. Well, that's the cups I drink have to be pleasant. That's true.
Before Shabbos, you're drinking wine.
But before Shabbos, I'm just drinking because of barley.
To drink wine.
Right, just barley. I enjoy it. You've made the birchas hanenu, and for that part is everything. That's the chiddush of Hashem Zalman. So, Moivin Rabbi say, we've discussed in Yonim based on the tastes that we bumped into. It's not kedarkinu hakodesh, but that's what we've done.
What about the run?
Yeah, so the Ran. Run through the Ran. Rip through the riff. No, it's fine. We won't go through the Ran.
Okay.
The Ran basically were in Yonah that we said over Valpair. Whether it is Hefsek or not Hefsek, those that managed to go through it, very nice. Those that didn't, nothing. It's fine. It's not the. So where are we holding now? We'll do a mock seed in a second. But where we're holding is we are up to the Gemara of Kishigia Abdullah or something like Kimata Abdullah.
Kimata
Abdullah, we have to learn from here, from Kimata Abdullah until Gufa.
Gufa? Alright, Gufa right here.
You found it? Gufa.
Yeah.
Till Gufa.
Okay.
So okay. Till Gufa. The first word line is gufa. Yeah. Should do it together with Tosfos in. If you manage to finish it, it's not hard Gemara. If you manage to finish it, then you can.
And Tosfos is sorry, the bottom Tosfos.
All the Tosfos is the top Tosfos and the second Tosfos. If you manage to finish it, you can keep going from gufa until sholach le. Rav Shmuel Ba'idi.
Rav Shmuel Ba'idi, okay.
No, tell Omer B'Shul Melevi. Tell Omer B'Shul Melevi. Just right after. Tell Omer B'Shul Melevi. So the first tachana is gufa. If you manage to do till there, well, then move on from gufa until Omer B'Shul Melevi, which is just under halfway down the page.
Okay.
This Gemara is not difficult, and Yat Hashem, we should be able to move quite fast through it, and Yat Hashem, hit the next sugya. When we get there soon. Now, Mark said that for those that. Good point. Yeah, you're a good point. I have to think about that. This is the end of one sukkah, and then you're quite right. I promise you we have to do that still. Mark said that Rafi for us. Do you know where I'll remember Shemanevi? What we do is we make Kiddush, we have Karpas, you have in mind when you make that Karpas. To be made to the morrow, you eat less than a kazayis, you do not make a boch achron on it, you do make a boch agafen on your second cup, you eat your matzah morrow without making boch adom on the morrow, you make a boch agafen on your third cup and on your fourth cup, and then only after that you make a boch achron. Now, Yossi asked a very good hour, when are we going to do chazar? It was bothering me, I was thinking about exactly when it would be a good time for that. We should do chazar. We should do chazar.